This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The reopening of the coastal road in Libya, an important element of the ceasefire agreed between the warring parties in the country's civil war, has been welcomed by UN Chief Antonio Guterres. In a statement released on Saturday by the Secretary-General's deputy spokesperson, Farhan Haq, Mr. Guterres noted that Friday's reopening of the crucial corridor was an important and long-awaited development for the people of Libya. The UN chief highlighted the efforts of the 5+5 Joint Military Commission, made up of military representatives from both sides of the conflict, the Presidency Council, Libya's head of state body which runs the armed forces, and the UN-recognized Government of National Unity. Mr. Guterres renewed his call to all those involved at a national and international level to ensure the speedy implementation of the October 2020 Libyan ceasefire agreement and to work together to implement the roadmap towards credible elections, which was agreed by representatives from all sections of Libyan society during UN-convened talks held in 2020. The coastal road connects the most heavily populated region of Libya and had been cut between the cities of Misrata and Sirte. The reopening is expected to make a positive difference to the lives of Libyans, allowing trade from both sides to resume. The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen, has expressed his concern about an increase in violence in southwest Syria. A statement released on Saturday on behalf of Mr. Pedersen communicated the Special Envoy's call for all relevant parties to de-escalate and underlined the principle that civilians must be protected and international humanitarian law upheld. Mr. Pedersen noted that the increased tension and violence in the southwest illustrates the need for all sides to agree on a nationwide ceasefire in line with Security Council resolutions. In June, the Special Envoy pointed out that progress towards resolving the brutal 10-year war in Syria is unlikely, given the gulf of mistrust between the parties, and lamented the lack of political advancement. During a briefing to the Security Council, Mr. Pedersen called for a new international dialogue to achieve a breakthrough. And finally, the UN is encouraging all of us to get moving and literally take part in the race against the climate crisis. Between the 16th and 31st of August, users are being asked to log 100 minutes of activity from swimming to running or cycling on the Strava sports app. The campaign has been organised by the UN Humanitarian Office, OCHA, with support from elite athletes, climate activists and other partners as a show of solidarity with people in the world's most disaster-prone countries and those hit hardest by climate change. Using the hashtag #TheHumanRace, the campaign has been timed to coincide with World Humanitarian Day, which takes place on the 19th of August. This year, the day will highlight the immediate human cost of the climate crisis and urge world leaders to take meaningful climate action for the world's most vulnerable people. "We run every day for ourselves," said Brazilian ultramarathon athlete and environmental lawyer Fernanda Maciel. "Why not run for something bigger? Everybody should join this campaign because we need compassion. It's time to run together." Anyone unable to take part physically can also sign up to support the call to action via the campaign website worldhumanitarianday.org. Conor Lennon, UN News.